If someone is brand new to self-storage and they're really interested in exploring it and, you know, really want to see if this makes sense for them, what's the best way for a brand new person to even get started? Where do they start looking?
Well, I think it starts with learning so that they know what they are looking for. And so no shameless plug, but we've just got a lot of free resources on our website, again, just to help people. You don't have to spend a dime on it, just to, so you know what you're looking at and looking for. Then begin to seek out, if you're part of a real estate investor group in your city and there's people that are in storage, then strike up a conversation. I'd ask you to ask them to go out to lunch to pick their brain, but we know that there's a whole lot of folks that maybe aren't interested in doing that these days. But if you can strike up a friendship, get into a conversation or even a subgroup in some of these other real estate investor circles or online with several meetups around your area, then that's the best way to get plugged in and just sit back and be a consumer of the information and to be a student of the industry to know what's going on. I was in single family homes for a number of years. I was in commercial real estate, meaning multifamily. And although a lot of the skill set applies in looking at leverage and cap rates and underwriting, it's a different business. And so to understand the nuances is really key before you take that next and first step. We've seen, as you can imagine, on the education side of our business, we've seen a lot of folks that have taken that first step and they stepped in a lot of doo-doo and created a lot of mistakes and messes for themselves. And then have come to us to help them unwind it, get out of it, or to, you know, survive that one, you know, lose the battle, but win the war by understanding what it takes to succeed on the next one. So, and then temper that with, you know, don't analyze too much, or, you know, analysis and paralysis by analysis and analysis that causes paralysis. You know the saying that to spend too much time researching before you do actually pull the trigger. So, learn about the business, get some good advisors and mentors around you before, you know, to put some eyeballs on your underwriting and your offers, and obviously a good legal team or an attorney to look at your contracts before moving forward. Those are probably the best ways to avoid getting into a catastrophe.